Thanks for joining us today. It's Current State on WKAR. Pianist and MSU professor Ron Newman takes to the stage of Fairchild Theater this Friday evening at 7:30. Newman's featured as part of the College of Music's Artist Faculty Recital Series. He stopped by Current State Studio S yesterday to play a few tunes and chat with WKAR's Peter Wharf. Ron gets things started by telling us about his Friday night bandmates.
Some of my best friends and people I've been playing with for years and years, the drummer is Larry Oakletree from Battle Creek. Was on the road for a number of years with real famous big bands. My only main complaint with Larry is that when he came off the road, I did not know him, and he came to Michigan State and got a degree in music and business and stuff, and not once did he come in and audition for the jazz band. I didn't know who he was. I went, how do you, I said, but I try not to hold that against him. You know, marvelous player, Ed Fidawa, who's a local bassist that plays all over, and he's also the principal bassist with the Lansing Symphony. And, you know, he started, we're about the same age, and he was a rock and roller who's one of those people that just, whose interests just kept widening. He came to the bass teacher at Michigan State, Virginia Bodman, and said, hey, could I take some classical bass lessons, you know, many, many years ago? And she says, sure. And now he goes that direction, just a great bass player, plays in the blues and funk bands around. And then, of course, my wife, Sunny Wilkinson, will be joining us on a number of tunes. And she's a great singer. We had a great concert with the Lansing Symphony Jazz Band last week, and it was just, it's always a great experience.
Your Friday concert's going to be centered around a very well-known American pianist, composer. Who is that?
Chick Corea.
All right.
And it kind of fell into place. I like playing Chick's music. And Sonny had just done a concert with a band at Hillsdale College, and it was a Chick Corea concert. She knew a bunch of tunes, and so I said, hey, I like to do these tunes too, so that's kind of the genesis. We'll be doing other things too, but the bulk of the material comes from Chick Corea.
Why was it important for you to choose Chick Corea? Oh, maybe I should just ask what's important to know about him as listeners.
Chick Corea, when he hit the scene, it was in the late 60s. He first became known probably as the pianist for Miles Davis when Herbie Hancock left his band. And it was a fairly avant-garde group. It was that transition that Miles was making into the fusion area and free jazz. And Chick Corea was very good at that. He was starting to work with a group called Circle, which was Anthony Braxton and a very avant-garde group, but he also had his own particular style. And about the same time, he came out with an album called Now He Sings, Now He Sobs. And this one was kind of the one that brought it to people's attention, and especially piano players. It was, he had a particular brilliance of playing, a particular way of working with the materials that was new. And that's what it's all about, in the sense of being a recognized innovator, is you come up with some things that are new and other people like them enough that they go in and at least to some extent try to copy what you do. He, shortly after that, he didn't abandon the idea of free jazz, but he really wanted to appeal to more people, and he said, why not? And he formed a Latin jazz group called Return to Forever. And that's where the bulk of material comes from, and that's where a lot of people know him from, because that was a very popular band. I mean, we saw it here at the MSU Auditorium, sold-out crowd, and many other places. And so he has just continued to thrive and be this marvelous musician that we like to listen to and to play his music.
Who are some of the other players we might know about from Return to Forever?
Well, the Return to Forever group was together for a relatively short time, but it was Stanley Clarke was the bass player that most people really gravitated toward. He was one of the very first to make electric bass a virtuosic instrument, and it almost sounded like he was playing guitar just down an octave. And once somebody breaks through a barrier, then everybody else does it. So Stanley Clarke was doing things that I think a lot of people felt were just not possible. And of course, 5 years later, every junior high kid in the world that is, you know, wants to play that style of music has tried to amp, you know, I mean, first time Dr. J does that under the basket layup, you know, you go, that was impossible, you know, it was impossible, but every 10-year-old kid's now trying to do it. And so that he was one of a group that started the virtuosic bass players.
What do you want to play for us today that we'll preview Friday?
Well, we're not going to preview Friday at all, actually. Okay. I don't know why. I'm sitting
fair enough.
Let's do something straight ahead. How about All the Things You Are, Jerome Kern?
Ron Newman and friends perform Friday night at Fairchild Theater. Thanks, Ron. For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.